Hi, this is Beth Joan Shaw with Spirit of Success, and welcome to First Things First, a weekly devotional for businesswomen who desire God's guidance as we seek to honor Him with our businesses. We meet by teleconference each week on Monday morning to hear a word from the Lord and to encourage each other in prayer. And as you listen, if you think of someone who would benefit from hearing this podcast, please pass it along to them. Well, we begin a new study today of Dr. David Jeremiah's book, The Promise of Heaven. And since we believers will live for eternity in heaven, it's pretty important that we learn as much as possible about our forever home. So when you think of home, what picture comes to your mind? I think of the home where I grew up as a child in Ohio. Then I also think about the home that my husband Ron and I have made here in Pennsylvania. I don't think so much about the actual physical house, but rather the people who were then and are now a part of it. But what do you think that our four heroes of space who just returned from their 10-day mission around the moon, what do you think they think about home now? I mean, the picture that they must have of home is so much grander, so much greater, so much more magnificent than it was even just a few weeks ago before the trip. It's just absolutely amazing. The pictures that they took and, well, the perspective they must have now of home. I did a quick Google search about home and of the number of songs that have been written about home. And Google said there were so many, they were countless. There wasn't even a number they could give us. It was countless number of songs over the years from songwriters who attempted to describe what home is to them. I mean, from good old Roy Rogers singing of Home on the Range to John Denver, Take Me Home, Country Roads, to even Leonard Skinner, Sweet Home Alabama. That's quite the range. But again, what comes to mind when you think about home? Well, in the book of Genesis, we discover a perfect home that God created for us to live in, the Garden of Eden. Was filled with every good thing. It was filled with plants, animals, even two perfect people to enjoy the perfect home that He created. We read about it in Genesis 1, starting in verse 27. So God created man in His own image, and in the image of God, He created him, male and female. He created them. God blessed them and said to them, "Be fruitful and increase in number. Fill the earth and subdue it. Rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air and over every living creature that moves on the ground." And then God said, "I give you every seed-bearing plant on the face of the whole earth and every tree that has fruit with seed in it. They will be yours for food. And to all the beasts of the earth and the birds of the air and all the creatures that move on the ground, everything that has breath of life in it, I give every green plant for food." And so it was. And God saw all that He had made, and it was very good. It was a perfect home. That is, until the serpent Satan came along and caused the first couple to doubt that God really wanted the best for them. And the next thing you know, sin entered that once perfect home. And the consequence of that sin, well, not only for the first couple, but through them passed on to all of us, was separation from our perfect God. God sent Adam and Eve out of that perfect home. We read about it in Genesis 3, starting in verse 22. And the Lord God said, "The man has now become like one of us, knowing good and evil. He must not be allowed to reach out his hand and take also from the tree of life and eat and live forever." So the Lord God banished him from the Garden of Eden to work the ground from which he had been taken. After he drove the man out, he placed on the east side of the Garden of Eden cherubim and a flaming sword flashing back and forth to guard the way to the tree of life. Well, ever since the day that God sent Adam and Eve out of Eden, we've been longing to find our way back home. As Dr. David Jeremiah writes in his book, The Promise of Heaven, on page 5 and 6, he writes this: "Ever since that moment, humanity has been like the prodigal son, attempting to find sustenance and satisfaction from pig slop, deep in our history and deep in our hearts. We remember our father's house, and we miss it. We long for it. We even groan for it, as Paul described in Romans 8:22. He writes, "For we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pangs together until now. Not only that, but we also, who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body." He goes on to write, "Here's the surprise. God made us this way. He made us to yearn, to always be hungry for something we can't get, to always be missing something we can't find, to have an insatiable emptiness that no thing can fill, and an untamable restlessness that no discovery can still. Yearning itself is healthy, a kind of compass inside us, pointing to true north. We were made for more than this world. And that's what heaven is. It's more." Well, you've probably heard the old hymn that says, "This world is not my home, I'm just a passing through." It's true. This world and our time here is meant to be temporary. God wants us to live with Him in His heavenly home. So God placed eternity, that longing, in each of our hearts so that we don't long for earth, but rather we long for our heavenly home where we will live forever. In 1 Peter and in Hebrews, we are called sojourners and pilgrims in this world. And in 1 John 2:1, John writes this, "Do not love the world or the things in the world, because the world is passing away and the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever." 1 John 2:1, "Do not love the world or the things in the world." And King David himself gave voice to this longing for our true home. And one of the many favorite psalms that so many of us have, Psalm 27:4, you'll recognize this. Psalm 27:4, David writes, "One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek Him in His temple." Well, Dr. Jeremiah reminded us in his book, in chapter 1, of Judy Garland's character Dorothy from The Wizard of Oz, who affirmed there is no place like home. It is the longing of our hearts to be home with the Lord. And so while we're here on earth, God has given us work to do for Him. So we are committed to doing the work He's prepared in advance for us to do, always pointing others to the Father. But we will never be fully satisfied while we are here, because we know a better home, a perfect home, with the people who also love God is waiting for us. Well, thank you for listening today, and I pray that you received a word from the Lord that will encourage you and equip you to do your work as unto the Lord. And if you know someone who would benefit from hearing this, please pass it along to them. And if you'd like to participate in our weekly live First Things First Telebible Study Time, just email me for details, Beth@spiritofsuccess.com. Thank you, and God bless.